Conservative Bible-believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're grateful that you've joined us today. You know, we've been looking at the fact that you are stronger than you actually know, and that you might think that you've got nothing to offer, but God says, whatever you've got, I can use it mightily. And we started looking at a few of the people that were used mightily by God. We saw how Moses, just with a stick and a rod, including his speech impediment, just with a rod, a stick, he conquered the strongest nation of the day. And then we looked again and we saw Joseph, just with a dream, he became the second in control of the strongest nation of the day. We looked at the woman that was the widow that was going to die because she just had a little bit of oil, a little bit of flour, but how Elijah went to her and she made him a cake first, and they lived off that little bit of oil and a little bit of flour for 3 solid years, her, her son, and the prophet Elijah. And we've been looking at people, and you know, when you feel inadequate and you cannot do it and it's impossible, just surrender to God. Just give over to God and say, Lord, I cannot do this. I know that when I'm weak, then I'm strong. But a proud person, remember, cannot receive help because they don't believe they need help. We want to look at Moses. We want to look at Noah. We want to look at all these people. Let's take a look right now. Another great man that did some great feats, but also made some big mistakes. But God with God, the gifts and calling of God without repentance. And so we want to see how Samson, what he did with nothing. And God can take you and do so much. In all your inadequacies and all your nothingness, He can turn things around and give you a great future. Let's pick up the service right now.
The jawbone of an ass, and just with that thing, he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. And we think, well, you know, I've just got 50 bucks in the bank. I'm broke. I don't have much. Whatever you've got, your vision, your dream, like Joseph, whatever you've got, God can take that and turn cities and countries around. You can do that. God can use you to do that. But you've got to see you as one of those that can have it done through you. Yes. Well, if you did, well, I'm not, you know. Yeah. Listen, Moses even tried to talk his way out of it. Remember? He was reasoning with God. No, I stutter. Remember that? He was arguing with God, but I stutter. But I'm up for murder. If I go back there, they're going to kill me. But I've got nothing. I mean, Moses was having a go with God there. And he says, take your brother, take your rod and go. And look what he did. God will take whatever you have, whatever little you have, whatever chaotic problem you're facing right now, he can come in there like a whirlwind and start to turn it the opposite way and bring out a beautiful result. But you've got to trust God, you've got to believe God, and you've got to expect God to do it. And you've got to know that God wants to do it for you. Yes. Most people don't know. They don't know. Is it God's will for me to be prosperous? Read the Bible. Is it God's will for me to be healthy and healed? Read the Bible. Because the Bible is his will. His last will and testament. Old Testament, New Testament. And so it tells you all over in the Bible. And so Samson goes and does that amazing feat with a bone. with a bone. That's just incredible. And then what about the little shepherd boy, David? 5 stones and a sling, and you got this 9-foot giant coming at me, and I'm going to have to do this guy with a slingshot. He didn't complain. David knew, listen, he said, you're not coming against me. You're coming against my God. It's not me that's in this battle. He even wrote that, he penned that in Samuel. He said, the battle is the Lord's. God's grace was there all over David. And he took down that giant with one flip of his wrist. Bang. Well, I don't know if it's a real story, you know. I'm like, I've got to see it to believe it. I've got to feel it to know it. And well, if you have to see Jesus in person before you believe that he lived and died for your sins, you aren't going to get saved. Because the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. So don't come with that seeing is believing. Switch it around. Believing is seeing. In the kingdom of God, you've got to believe something. You've got to believe God loves you. You've got to believe he sent his son Jesus for you. If you don't believe that, you're done anyway. If you don't believe that God sent Jesus and you want to believe, I would suggest you start reading the Bible. Come to my class on, when was that? Monday nights on apologetics and see. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing how God's created everything. Well, I don't know if he created everything. It might be evolution was the theory. And just come to the classes or study the Bible. And ask God, if you're really there, show me. And he'll show you. Amen. And I'm talking to the people watching on internet as well. Amen. And so 5 stones and a sling. I mean, really, Saul was trying to give him, take my shield, take my spear, take my helmet, take my knee pads, take all my stuff, take my rollerblades and get out of Dodge. That's what he's trying to tell him. You can't do this. And when he said, I can, eventually he said, okay, take all of my stuff. He says, no way, I couldn't move in that stuff. Trying to give you what you think you need, what they think you need. All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. If you got Jesus, you're the majority. If you have Jesus, you are the majority. It's not Jesus and, it's just Jesus. Amen. And so look what happened to that. And that's a true story. And come to the school and you'll hear about it. And then what about King Jehoshaphat? God says to him, send the singers out in front. There's an army 4 times our size coming against us. And you're telling me to send the singers and the worshipers in front of the army. Doesn't make sense. You know, a lot of the times God does stuff that doesn't make sense. Have you ever worked that out? Have you ever seen it? It doesn't make sense. And let me tell you what, if God had to show you a full picture of what was going to happen from the start to over here, you would say, no, there's no ways it can happen. You'd run. So he starts you off with little bits. And as you're obedient, he takes it a bit higher. And as you're obedient, he takes it higher. And as you're obedient, he gets it up there. Right? And then you slip and fall. And he says, come on, let's get up. Let's move on again. That's the kind of God we have. He's out there to help our lives. He's there to bless our lives. He wants us to become so blessed that we can bless the nations. He wants us to bless poor people. He wants us to bless lost people. He wants us to bless hurting people, sick people, dying people. He wants us, his children, to take what he's got and what he said in his word and go and help their lives. That's why God blesses us, so we can bless others. And so they send the singers and the worshipers out in front of the army of Israel, and they go in the front. Wow. I wonder how many people were putting their hands up to be the worship leader in that one. I can just imagine, right? And what happens is God sets ambushments against the armies attacking, and they turn upon each other. They turn upon themselves that Israel didn't have to kill one person. They walked in there, they destroyed each other completely, and they took the spoils from people singing. What can God do for you? Are you facing bankruptcy? What can God do for you? Have you got the... Well, we won't go there right now. Okay. What about the woman whose husband dies and leaves her in terrible debt? And she says to Elisha, My husband was a God-fearing man and he served you. He's now dead and he's left us in so much debt that the creditors are going to come and take my two sons and put them into slavery. They're going to have to be slaves for them. And Elisha says, what have you got in the house? And she says, a flask of oil. Anything worth value. A flask of oil. How many of you got $20 in your life? Anyone? No one? You've all got $20, right? Okay, send it up front. I'm waiting. No, I was joking. No, okay. So you all got $20. She had a flask of oil, a little flask of oil. And he says to her, go and send your children and go and get and borrow as many vases as you can. As many as you can. So they come back and they've got all the house is full of these vases. And then what happens is he says to her, he says, now pour from that little flask into each one, fill it up. And she pours, and it fills up, glug, 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 glug. And she goes to the next one, and she pours, glug, 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 the same little flask, until everyone in the house are full. Everyone. And she says, there's no more. And he says, okay, now sell that oil, go into retirement, and all of you live off the proceeds. Sets him into early time retirement from that much oil. Can God take your situation and turn it around? Yes. I mean, you've got to read these things. You've got to associate yourself with the same God. It's the same God, Yahweh, the all-sufficient one. Yes. Amen. And he is the way maker. He will make a way. But I can't see a way. That's because there is no way. He'll make the way. That's right. Come on, you've got to get that. Well, I don't see any way out. There is no way out. So we call him the waymaker because he will make a way where there is no way. If he has to put a brand new way, he'll do it, but he'll get you through it. Come on. Oh, you guys, you've got to start to believe it. And so let me just tell you, that widow woman, she put a limit on what God would bless her with. Because she could have gone, okay, let's go into the next village and get more. She could, as many as she could have got, they would have filled up. And we put limits on God because we can't believe. People say to you, well, you got more than enough, brother. Says who? Says who? Who are you to tell me I got more than enough? What do you need? A car and a house and that's all you need. Says who? How am I going to feed the poor people in Africa? How am I going to build an orphanage? How am I going to build a school and a church? Am I going to go there and say, hey, I'm a missionary. Can I have free land? I'm a missionary. Can I fly for free? You're right. No, you're going to need money. How are you going to get your kids through school? How are you going to get them through college? You need money. Is that right? Amen. Don't block God from blessing your life. Believe him. Trust him. Call it in. Thank him. Can you say amen? I've got two more to give you. Faith, trust, and belief. That's all I got, said Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember the story? They were captive with Daniel. And King Nebuchadnezzar says, when you hear the music, you will bow down and worship me. And they said, no way. We're not worshiping anyone but our God. And he said, if you don't, you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. He said, you can do what you like. We're not worshiping you. All they had was faith and belief and trust. That's what they had. And so he turns it up 7 times hotter and he throws them into the fiery furnace. And there you can see the picture. And they're in the fire. And King Nebuchadnezzar looks and says, didn't we throw 3 in there? And they say, yes, your highness. And he said, well, I see a 4th one in there. And he looks like the Son of God. Now he even recognizes Jesus. You know, Nebuchadnezzar gave his life to the Lord. Do you know that? He became a God-fearing man. And so he calls him out. He said, bring them out. And they come out. Their clothes didn't even smell of smoke.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children.